Have you been feeling extra drowsy during the day these days?
Me too. And I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is the middle of the week, Wednesday, March 11th, 2026, and we just heard ENHYPEN with Sleep Tight. Guys, guess what? Spring is finally here, and you might be suffering from about, of course, 춘곤증, or sleep fatigue, which happens when our body is adjusting to warmer weather from the harsh winter environment. And that's how our minds feel, too. Kind of slow, sluggish. So, if you've been feeling sleepy in the middle of the day, even after a full night's sleep, experts suggest listening to your body. Why? It might be good for your brain. A massive study led by University College London and the University of the Republic looked at nearly 380,000 adults in the UK Biobank, and they wanted to know whether napping helps the brain or not. Turns out, maybe it does. Now, research has found that people who are genetically wired to nap, yes, that's funny, right? Some of us were actually born to snooze during the day, tend to have slightly larger overall brain volumes, and bigger brain volume is linked to a lower risk of conditions like dementia. And here's the fun part. When they translated the brain, or that brain difference, into brain age, habitual nappers had brains that looked about 2.6 to 6.5 years younger. That's right. Your 20-minute afternoon nap might be the closest thing we have to a brain moisturizer. So next time someone catches you dozing off mid-afternoon, just tell them, I'm actually tuning it for a bigger and healthier brain, so get off me. Okay. Well, we have a great song for you to nap to. We got Yeri and Sam Kim with Nap Fairy, Natjam. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website, or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And now let's get more music for you guys. First up, Hearts to Hearts with Rude, and Kiki with Delulu. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Time for that coffee or tea break from whatever you're doing. And so you can focus on the fun stuff in life. The fun, quirky, cool, crazy stuff going on in life. Right here on our show. We got it all set up for you. Now, speaking of brains, do you think you can make someone more generous just by zapping their brain? Now, according to a new study, maybe yes. And I know you're probably thinking, what? Zap someone's brain? Now, a joint research team from the University of Zurich and East China Normal University found that mild electrical stimulation to specific brain regions can increase altruistic or selfless behavior. The researchers recruited participants to play the classic dictator game. In this experiment, one person is given a sum of money and can divide it however they want with other players. They can keep everything or share. Now, across 540 rounds, researchers applied electrical stimulation using their alpha or gamma brainwave frequencies to the frontal lobe, which is responsible for reasoning and decision-making, and the parietal lobe, which helps process numerical info. Mm-hmm. And the result? During gamma wave stimulation, participants were significantly more likely to make altruistic choices. Some even gave away more money to the other person, even when themselves had been given less. The team says future studies combining brain stimulation with EEG monitoring will help clarify exactly how neural activity changes during these decisions. Of course, it's still early, of course, in the early stage research period, but it raises fascinating questions, y'all. If altruism can be nudged at the neural level, what does that mean for understanding of free will, morality, and maybe even the future of social behavior? Who knows? But what we know is good music. And that's what we got for you right now. SF9 with Good Guy and Juhan of Monsta X with No Brain, No Pain. Requests and responses! That is right. You guys know by now that we love to hear from you guys, and we're always tuning in to which song you guys want to listen to next. And we're going to read out all your messages and hopefully blast out all the songs that are requested. And you guys have to stick with us to the end because one of y'all lucky people will be getting a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you've won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And like I said, we always keep a close track of our message board, our gram, our KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So, with no further ado, let's get into it. And of course, if your song doesn't get played today, we're going to play it throughout the week. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Now, here's a first request from MK_93 from the message board. Blackpink! 신곡 부탁드려요, champion. New song by Blackpink, please. Champion! Yep, y'all. Blackpink is back. I saw their music video when it came out. I know the music video I saw, I think it was called Go, because they have like a pre-release title track, and then they have the actual title track. And the new EP is called Deadline. It came out on February 27th. And fun fact, this song is written by, among others, EJ, y'all, from K-Pop Demon Hunters. So EJ, she's making some cha-ching, if you know what I mean. And with that, let's check out the song by Blackpink, Champion. All right, that was Champion by Blackpink. Now, we're going to go over more of your requests right now. Next one is from our listener at Reju V from the message board. Message is, hello, Brian and KPC team. Could you please play NASA by ATEEZ? I am totally hooked on this song. It's on repeat for a whole week and I can't get enough of it. I think that's what you meant. You wrote, I can. Usually if you love it, you can't get enough of it. Now, thank you. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. All right. You know, my boys from ATEEZ. I haven't heard this song. But definitely want to check it out if it's that good. I just don't want it getting stuck in my head because I'm not a person who likes to listen to songs on repeat over and over again unless I'm trying to learn the lyrics or something. Now, moving on, we have one from Monrev from the message board. Please play Shiny Stand By Me. Thank you. That was just the tone I thought that you would sound like requesting that song. So if you don't sound like that, my bad. But we are here to play your request like you want it. With no further ado, we got ATEEZ with NASA, or NASA, however Koreans and English speaking people say it. And then SHINee with Stand By Me. All right. That was SHINee with Stand By Me. And of course, you guys know we have more requests coming in. And people are just blowing up online trying to, you know, get their requests in. But we also have a winner to announce, which means you can't go nowhere. So let's get in more requests right now. The next one is from at Fatna Sad. Big shout out to DJ Brian. I've been a fan since the Flight of the Sky days. Your voice is timeless. I'd love to hear Missing You. It reminds me of how my K-pop journey started. Much love from Algeria. Wow. I think that's our first Algerian message. So thank you so much. We didn't know that people from Algeria are tuning in, so we appreciate that a lot. Now, moving on, it's going to be our last message, and I got a heads up. I didn't read this one in advance because I don't like to read, you know, the emotional ones in advance, but this is from a message board by In Ni. Hello, Brian. I've been enjoying your program and listening regularly. As March 10th marks the first anniversary of singer Hee Sung's passing, wow, it's already been a year. I would be grateful if you could consider playing one of his songs in his memory. Hee Sung was widely respected for his powerful vocals and emotional depth, and he played a significant role in shaping modern Korean R&B. Through his music, he touched the hearts of countless listeners and left a lasting impact on the Korean music industry. It would mean a lot and mean a great deal to many fans around the world to hear his voice on your program as we remember his artistry and legacy. Thank you for your continued efforts in bringing meaningful music to your listeners. Well, our job is to play good music and all the requested songs that you guys want to listen to. And of course, yesterday was March 10th. I can't believe it's been a whole year since Hee Sung has passed. You know, I've worked with him a long time ago, and he is such a gifted, talented, smart, and a beautiful human being. And, you know, when he was in his element, he was just so talented. And, you know, there was a thing about him that just made the room shine when he walked in. And he just loved being on stage and performing for all of his fans and people who loved his music. So it is sad that he has, you know, left the earth way too soon, you know, sooner than he should have. But hopefully he is listening, watching all of us right now from above. And he is going to smile knowing that we're listening to his music and remembering him on this day. So the two requests, the first one was by us. And it's perfect because it, you know, kind of makes you think about the people who have, you know, gone too soon in our lives. So it's called Missing You. And then, of course, we have Inni's request to, you know, for those of you who don't know Hee Sung that much, or if you're new to his music, well, check it out. And it is called Hee Sung, 하늘에서, from heaven. All right, that was Hee Sung with 하늘에서, from heaven. We want to thank you guys for all your requests. And of course, you know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... Congratulations, Inni, from our message board! Inni, if you're tuning in right now, please let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with a gram handle, name, ID, email, whatever it was you got in contact with us with, so we can find you. Also, please put the date in as well, so we can send you that prize quicker and easier. And now, we have a great song for you guys right now. It is Kim Min-seok with Love Language, 사랑의 언어. Thank you all for tuning in today. We have two great songs taking us out. We have Soul featuring Tama with Ride. And then we have Doyoung of NCT with Beginning, 새 봄의 노래. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back tomorrow, actually, Thursday. But for now, listen to the songs, and then you may disconnect.